弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
我们从圣经的查考，我们知道以色列王国的分裂在这个所罗门王的儿子罗波安王做王的时候。
We know from the study of scriptures that the dividing of the kingdom of Israel started from the reign of King Solomon's son, Rehoboam.
那导火线呢？在于他在处理百姓们的情愿这个事情处理不当。
And the reason being that he wasn't able to take care of his people's requests.
所以这个国家就分裂成为北边的以色列国以及南边的犹大国。
As a result, Israel was split into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah.
那其实王国的分裂就纵然导火线是在于罗波安王在处理民众的这个夙愿处理不当。
The origin of this split of the nation is due to Rehoboam's mismanagement in handling people's request.
但是主要的原因却是在于罗波安王的父亲，也就是所罗门王他离弃神。
But this can be further traced back to the cause where Rehoboam's father, King Solomon, had forsaken God.
这个所罗门王可以说是以色列王朝里面前无来者这个后面也没有人可以跟他比的在国家国势也好那个武力也好最强盛的。
King Solomon was a king unequal before or after.Since it, at the during his reign, the kingdom of Israel was at the height.
因为他向神求智慧来管理神的百姓。
Because he sought wisdom from God to rule over his people.
那所罗门王他的出身我们都晓得，他是大卫抢了人家的老婆所生的哈。
King Solomon's birth was traced back to the fact that.King David had taken over someone else's wife.
就是这个乌利亚的妻子
The wife of Uriah, Bathsheba.
所以所罗门王他的出身说实在的是没有什么光彩，也不是什么系出名门皇宫贵族之后。
So really, it's not a glorious origin for King Solomon because he did not come from a royal bloodline.
但就因为神爱他
，But merely for the fact that God loved him.
所以大卫给他取个名字叫耶底底亚，那就是神所爱的人。
And King David named him Jedidiah, which means the one loved by God.
那确实因为他不求其他，只求智慧来管理神的百姓所以神也爱他。
And the fact that God loved him was because He did not seek for money or fame, but he only sought after God's wisdom.
所以在所罗门王在任的期间，他为神来建造圣殿。
During the reign of King Solomon, he was able to build up the temple for God.
他国家富强。
His kingdom became prosperous.
他跻身在当时列强当中。
And his nation was one of the top nations during his time.
那这样的一个王
，being such a king，
却到了晚年的时候却离弃了神。
During his old age, he had forsaken God。
让人不禁觉得很突兀也觉得很惋惜呀。
This really makes people wonder and also feel sad for what he had done。
如同他说的敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Just like King Solomon personally said that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以他因为敬畏神，他拥有了超乎常人的智慧。
Because he feared God in the beginning, God bestowed upon him unusual and unsurpassed wisdom.
但是他却没有善用神给他的智慧。
However, he did not use God's given wisdom wisely.
他名叫太平王，所罗门的意思就是太平。
The name King Solomon means the King of Peace.
哦，因为这个所罗门哦，这个是从沙龙哦，沙龙哦，这个名字啊过来的。
Solomon was is traced back to Shalom, which means peace.
原本应该要带给国家百姓平安的。
Initially, he is supposed to bring about peace to his nation.
哦，但却带给国家百姓分裂哦。
But instead, he brought about division in his nation.
哦，以及常年的征战。
And also, many years of battle and warring.
哦，神啊。赐给他、哦、他所没有求的富足、哦、跟这个健康。
The Lord blessed him with what he did not seek after, which was wealth and also health.、
哦、但是到晚年、啊、他却是虚空。
But in his old age, he cried out, vanity is vanity.、
哦、他求管理百姓的智慧。
He had sought after the wisdom to govern his people.、
哦、但是后来却众叛亲离。
And yet in the end, he became a fool and caused the nation to divide.
那有关所罗门将来有机会我们再比较详细来分享。
We'll study Solomon in further detail in the future.
那总之因为所罗门王离弃神所以神把他的国家夺了回来。
Regardless, because King Solomon departed from God, so God took away his kingdom.
哦、但是神还是纪念大卫、啊哦、所以没有完全要回来，还保留了一个支派。
But because God remembered David, He did not completely take away everything. He still left for him a tribe or two.、
哦、所以从此之后，北方的以色列国有十个支派。
So from that point forward, the northern kingdom had 10 tribes.、
哦、那在这个武力上来讲的话，哦、这个 北方的以色列国、啊、是比较强盛。
Militarily speaking, the nation to the north is considerably stronger.
哦，那这个态势已定啊，哦，这个犹大国啊也没有办法来挽回这个哦，这个颓势啊。
Because the stage was set, so the kingdom of Judah cannot reverse what had happened.
哦，那也许谈到这个罗伯安王。
When we speak of King Rehoboam,
哦，我们直接的印象。或许会觉得说，哦，他是一个扶不起的阿斗，哦，是个蠢蛋。
Our direct impression of this person is that he's a foolish person who cannot be helped.
哦，所以他不懂得怎么处理百姓的这个抱怨。
So he mismanaged the complaint from his people.
哦，当他当王的时候啊。
When he became the king.
哦，这个百姓们来见他。
The people came to see him.
哦，祈求他。哦、能不能、啊让百姓们、哦、能够休息休息、哦、减免这个赋税、啊、
And asked him if King Rehoboam would give them some relief from all the harsh labors and reduce the taxes、
哦、我们来看、这一段的记载
Let's look at this recording
列王记上的十二章
First Kings chapter 12
列王记上十二章、哦、请看第一节
First Kings 12 verse 1
十二章一节罗伯安往示剑去因为以色列人、啊、都到了示剑要立他做王二节
Two.
尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安先前躲避所罗门王逃往埃及住在那里他听见这事三节
Three.
以色列人打发人去请他来他就和以色列会众都来见罗伯安对他说四节你父亲使我们负重轭做苦工现在求你使我们做的苦工负的重轭轻松些我们就侍奉你五节罗伯安对他们说你们暂且去第三日再来见我民就去了六节罗伯安之父所罗门在世的日子有势力在他面前的老年人罗伯安王和他们商议说你们给我出个什么主意我好回复这民七节老年人对他说现在王若服侍这民如仆人用好话回答他们他们就永远做王的仆人八节王却不用老年人给他出的主意就和那些与他一同长大 在他面前势力的少年人商议，九节
Nine.
说这名对我说啊，你父亲使我们负重恶，求你使我们轻松些、哦、你们给我出个什么主意，我好回复他们。十节
Ten.
那同他长大的少年人说啊，这名对王说，你父亲使我们负重恶，求你使我们轻松些。王要对他们如此说，我的小拇指头比我父亲的腰还粗啊。十一节，我父亲使你们负重恶，我必使你们负更重的恶。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子鞭责打你们。好，啊，十二节。好，啊，耶罗波安和众百姓遵着罗波安王所说，你们第三日再来见我的那话。第三日他们果然来了。十三节，王用严厉的话回答百姓，不用老年人给他所出的主意。十四节，照着少年人所出的主意对民说，我父亲使你们负重恶，我必使你们负更重的恶。我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子鞭责打你们。十五节，王不肯依从百姓，这事乃出于神，为要应验他借示罗人亚细亚对尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所说的话。十六节，以色列众民见王不依从他们，就对王说，我们与大卫有什么份儿呢？与耶西的儿子并没有干涉。以色列人啊，各回各家去吧，大卫家自己顾自己吧。于是以色列人都回自己的家啊去了。啊再来十七节，唯独住犹大城邑的以色列人罗伯安仍做他们的王。十八节，罗伯安王差遣掌管服苦之人的亚多兰往以色列人那里去，以色列人就用石头打死他。罗伯安王急忙上车逃回耶路撒冷去。十九，这样以色列人背叛大卫家直到今日。这是以色列王国分裂的记载。
This passage records the origin of the split of the kingdom of Israel.
从刚刚我们读的经文里头，我们了解这个导火线呢，就在于罗波安王处理百姓的情愿。
We see that the cause of this division came about because of Rehoboam's unkind answer to his people's request.
他不听老人言了，果然吃亏在眼前，大半的江山就拱手让人了。
And because he refused to accept the advice of the elders, he had lost most of his inheritance.
那也许我们会觉得说，这个罗伯安王一定是一个这个嘴上无毛毛毛躁躁的小伙子。
And we probably think that King Rehoboam was a rash person who was foolish.
那所以才不会处理事情。
This is why he's not wise in handling this matter.
那或许我们也会觉得这个罗伯安王一定是一个阿斗这个做事情都不用脑筋的。
And perhaps we feel that this king is someone who is really dumb and doesn't process anything through his brain.
新官上任三把火结果没有烧到别人，倒是把自己江山一半烧掉了。
And as soon as he assumed the kingship, he immediately lost his kingdom.
那真的是这样子吗
？Is that really true？
罗伯安王真的是像我们所想象的是一个阿斗，是一个蠢蛋
？Is it true that King Rehoboam was a foolish king？
也许这个实际上并不是如此啊。
But the fact points to otherwise.
我们来看一下这个罗伯安王有关他的记载。
Let's look at some other recordings of King Rehoboam.
我们来看看这个历代志下的十一章。
Second Chronicles 11.
历代志下十一章，我们看十六节。
Second Chronicles 11 verse 16.
十六节，以色列各支派中凡立志定心意寻求主以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷，祭祀主他们列祖的神。十七节，这样就坚固犹大国，使所罗门的儿子罗布安强盛三年，因为他们三年遵行大卫和所罗门的道。我们再跳过来看二十三节，
verse 23，
二十三节，罗布安办事精明，使他众子分散在犹大和便雅悯全地，各坚固城里，又赐他们许多粮食，为他们多寻妻子。这两处我们看到，这个罗波安王啊，他也不是一个蠢蛋啊。
From these passages, we see that King Rehoboam was not exactly a foolish person.
他是不惑之年登基做王，就是四十岁做王。
He became a king when he was 40 years old.
四十岁哦，不算年轻啊，是人生啊，可以说是最成熟的时候。
40 years old is not exactly a young age, but it's a mature age.
那再来，我们看到圣经上说他办事精明。
The Bible also remarked that he dealt wisely.
他懂得这个鸡蛋不要通通放在一个篮子里头啊。
He understood not to put all his eggs in one basket.
所以他分散他的孩子们。
And he dispersed his children.
在这个犹大、便雅悯坚固的城里面。
Throughout the territories of Judah and Benjamin to every fortified city.
让他的这个王位一定是后继有人呢。
And he ensured in this way that there will be a successor to his reign.
而且为他们多娶这个妻子
He also sought many wives for them.
让他的这个王室的这个人丁兴旺。
In this way, his children will become prosperous.
那在对神的这个信仰上我们也可以看到，他遵守大卫和所罗门的道啊。
In regard to the faith, we see that he also walked in the way of David and Solomon.
对比北边的这个以色列国当时他们已经拜金牛犊去了。
When we contrast with the northern kingdom of Israel, the people had already forsaken God and worshipped golden calves.
所以这些服侍神的利未人纷纷投靠到南边的犹大国。
As a result, all the Levites who sought after God, they departed their hometown and came to Judah to serve God.
所以在这边我们看到罗伯安王不像是一个这个年轻的小伙子办事不牢靠也不像是一个这个蠢蛋没有经过大脑。
So from these, it would seem that King Rehoboam was not exactly a rash, foolish person.
那如果我们再看我们再来看这个看回列王记上
Let's turn back to 2 King, 1 King.
列王记上的十一章
1 King 11.
列王记上十一章
1 King 11.
好，我们来看这个二十六节到二十八节
Verse 26 to 28.
二十六节
26.
所罗门的臣仆尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安也举手攻击王他是以法莲支派的这个洗利达人，他的母亲是寡妇，名叫洗卢啊。27节
27.
他也举手攻击王的缘故，乃由先前所罗门建造米罗修补他父亲大卫城的破口。28节、
okay.
耶罗伯安是大有才能的人所罗门见这少年人殷勤，就派他监管约瑟家的一切工程我们再看第四十节
Verse 40.
四十节，所罗门因此想要杀耶罗伯安，耶罗伯安却起身逃往埃及 到了埃及王示撒那里，就住在埃及，直到所罗门死了。这里谈到的是另外一个王，就北边的这个耶罗波安王。
The scripture records the king to the north called Jeroboam.
那这个耶罗波安也不是一个省油的灯哎。
King Jeroboam was not an easy person to deal with.
在这个所罗门王当王的时候曾经被所罗门重用过。
During King Solomon's reign, he had been an entrusted official.
那后来是因为这个先知亚西亚照着神的预言这以色列王国要分裂，而这个耶罗波安将要替代。
And later, because a prophet had prophesied that Jeroboam would become the king to take over the divided nation.
所以所罗门王就想要杀掉这个耶罗波安。
So King Solomon was intent on killing Jeroboam.
那耶罗波安呢，就只好亡命这个他国，跑到埃及去避难。
And Jeroboam fled to Egypt.
直到这个所罗门王离世之后他才又回来了。
And he returned only after King Solomon died.
所以我们刚刚谈到这两个君王两个都是很精明能干的。
So we spoke of these two kings who were pretty smart.
不是我们所想的一个是阿斗那一个是乘桥兵变环袍加身upgrade 变成王
So it's not what we had thought that one was a foolish king, whereas the other person who had become a king overnight.
所以两个都很强。
Both these people are very competent.
那这个问题就来了。
So what's the problem?
当这个百姓来请愿的时候
When the people came to the king.
这个精明的罗波安王却没有办法下决定哎。
This wise king.Jeroboam was not able to come to a right decision.
而要百姓说你们回去让我想三天再回答你们。
He instructed the people to go back for 3 days and he will render an answer.
那他去请教这个商朝元老站在他父亲所罗门这些有智慧老人家看怎么处理啊。
So he sought the counsel of the elders who serve under his father.
那结果对方给他想出了一个缓兵之计啊。
And they gave him a good counsel.
你们王你现在要暂且听他们服侍他们像仆人一样啊。那这些百姓们将会永远的来归顺你。
And they spoke to him, saying, If you will be a servant to these people today and serve them, and answer them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever.
我想这么简单的道理这个精明的罗波安王他不可能没有想到也不可能不知道。
This is a very simple line of reasoning and there's no way that this king could not have occurred.
更何况自古以来新王登基总是大赦天下。
And especially historically speaking, whenever a new king assumes kingship, he would always give clemency.
那降低这个百姓的赋税来收揽人心来巩固他的地位。
He would reduce the tax rate and to give relief to the people and bolster his support.
我想这个罗波安王他应该也晓得了。
I'm sure King Rehoboam know about this.
但问题他却不用这个老年人却不用这个常规的处理方法
However, he chose not to use the customary way to deal with the people.
他却采用这个跟他一起长大这些少年人的建议。
Instead, he used the advice of the young man who grew up with him.
王你要这样回答说我的这个小拇指头比我爸爸的腰还粗啊。
These young men counsel him, saying that you should answer the people, saying, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist.
我爸爸用鞭子打你我要用这个蝎子鞭打你们。
And my father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges.
你不要小看本王
Don't belittle me.
所以罗波安王他采用这样的这个建议来回答这个请愿的人。
So Rehoboam decided to use the young man's counsel in answering his people.
哦，难道他不晓得后果会怎么样吗？
Does he not realize what the consequence will be?
想必他晓得啊。
He must have predicted the consequence.
哦，但是有什么原因呢？让他不得不这么做。
And what was the reason that compelled him to come to this decision?
哦，原因在耶罗伯安身上。
The reason lies with Jeroboam.
哦，刚刚我们读的经文说，哦，这个当所罗门一死，哎，这个原本啊，哦，逃亡在国外的这个政治犯，哦，耶罗伯安啊，他就从埃及回来的。
So we see from the scripture that after Solomon had passed away, this fugitive Jeroboam returned to Israel.
哦，那百姓去请他做什么请愿的代表
？And the people asked him to be the people's representative.
哦，来见新王罗伯安。
To see the new king Rehoboam.
哦，所以这个罗伯安王啊，面对的是一个哦，这个啊，他的老爸时候啊要杀的这个通缉犯。
And Rehoboam was facing this fugitive, which his father was intent on killing.
哦，面对的是一个将要谋夺他江山的政治犯。
And he was confronted with the one who is about to take over his kingdom.
哦，他要怎么办
？What was he to do?
他如果照哦啊这个常规来办理啊，哦好哦哦那个我就减低赋税哦，减少苦工。
If he had followed the customary way practice of the kings, and by reducing the tax rate and also reduce the labors,
哦，那他这个新王的威风要摆到哪里去了
？Then where was he to put his authority and power？
那将来啊，有任何事情啊，啊，百姓一定都找耶罗伯安呐，找他就没错了。
And people in the future might turn to Jeroboam for every problem, every issue.
我想啊，这个才是罗伯安王吞不下的那一口气吧。
So this is probably the secret why Rehoboam could not swallow this.
为何是你耶罗伯安来请愿呢？
Why are you Jeroboam, the one who come to make this request?
如果换作是别人的话，我老早当场就答应了。
If it were someone else making this plea, I would have granted the request.
但就是因为你是耶罗伯安。
But because you are Jeroboam.
你是我的死对头啊。
You're my sworn enemy.
你是要抢夺我江山的人啊。
You're the one who is going to take away from my kingdom.
就算你讲的再怎么样的对，有理。
No matter how right you are.
我还是不能答应。
I cannot consent to your plea.
哦，我宁可冒着哦这个江山啊，这个损失啊，冒着兵戎相见，我也不可以答应。
I'd rather risk losing this nation and go into battles and wars. I would not agree to your plea.
原来啊，哦，这个是他的难言之隐啊。
So really, this is the secret behind why Rehoboam chose what he did.
哦，其实，这样的情况哦，在历代以来啊。经常看得见。
This kind of scenario is played out repeatedly during the time of Chronicles.
哦，如果我们去查考主耶稣生平的时候
，When we study the family background of Lord Jesus Christ，
哦，你会发现当时的文士法利赛人对主耶稣的态度就是这样子。
We can see it was the same attitude that the Pharisees and the teacher of law had.Used against Jesus.
马可福音的第二章二十三节到第三章的六节那边记载啊。
Mark chapter 2 records.
二章的二十三节到三章的第六节。
Mark chapter 2 verse 36 to chapter 2.
记载着哈，主耶稣跟法利赛人有两个关于安息日的争辩。
It records the two arguments.In which the Pharisees had against Lord Jesus regarding Sabbath.
一个是哈，主耶稣跟他的门徒经过麦田，哦，那门徒肚子饿了，所以就掐这个麦穗起来吃啊。
So Mark 2 verse 23 is when Lord Jesus and his disciple passed by the field of grain, and the disciples pluck out some heads of grain to eat.
哦，那就是这么无关紧要的一件事情哦。
And it would seem to be such a trivial event.
却被法利赛人拿来大做文章。
But the Pharisees use this as a major reason.
哦，批评啊，耶稣的门徒啊，哦啊，违反安息日不可做工、不可收割的规定。
To condemn Lord Jesus' disciples for going against the law of the Sabbath, not to work on Sabbath.
啊，掐麦穗吃跟收割麦穗，你看，哦，天壤之别。但是法利赛人就可以把它连在一起。
Can imagine just plucking the heads of the grain versus harvesting the grain, and yet they were considered to be equally of equal offenses against the law.
哦，那当时主耶稣就用旧约大卫的故事来做回应。
And Lord Jesus used the story of David as a rebuttal.
哦，指出说啊，啊，大卫跟他的随从啊，在饥饿的时候啊，哦，还是可以吃他们原本。不能吃不配吃的这个哦啊这个撤下来圣殿的这个圣饼。
And he retorted by saying, "Have you not read what David did when he was in need and hungry, and he also ate of the showbread, which was not lawful to eat except for the priests?"
哦，所以安息日啊，哦是可以让人解决这个饥饿哦的基本生存的问题啊。
And concluded by saying that on the day of Sabbath.We as human beings, we can still eat to satisfy our hunger.
哦，事实上哈、哦，再严谨的犹太人也不会禁止人哦在安息日吃饭的。
And even the Orthodox Jews would not prohibit people from eating on Sabbath.
哦，安息日不可以收割。
You cannot harvest on the day of Sabbath.
但是安息日不会不吃饭的。
But you will not forbid people from eating on Sabbath.
哦，安息日不应该威胁人生命的安全。
And on Sabbath, we should not threaten people's lives.
哦，那法利赛人呢、啊？哦，熬不过耶稣啊，心中当然愤愤不平。
When the Pharisees could not win over this debate, they felt unsatisfied.
哦，当然了、啊，他要找机会来反击呀、啊。
They had to seek for some other reason to attack.
哦，终于又找到机会了。
So they found another occasion.
哦，主耶稣进到安息日的，哦，在安息日进到会堂里面。
On a certain Sabbath, Lord Jesus entered into the synagogue.
哦，看见有一个哈、哦、枯干了一只手的人。
He saw a person with a withered hand.
哦，那圣经没有说这个人呢、啊、是不是法利赛人特别安排要来陷害耶稣的哦。
The Bible did not state whether this person was an instrument planted by the Pharisees to cause harm.
哦，但是啊，哎，法利赛人啊，却盯住这个机会了。
But the Pharisees used this occasion
来窥探耶稣。会不会在安息日医治他
？To see whether Christ would heal this man on the day of Sabbath.
哦，来要借此再度的来控告耶稣违反安息日的神圣。
So they could use this reason as a ground for accusing Christ for violating Sabbath.
哦，所以主耶稣对哦法利赛人他们呢、啊，哦动不动就拿人来做鱼饵来试探他，哦、非常不耐烦。
And the Lord was rather exasperated by the Pharisees using every occasion trying to lure him into offending the commandments.
哦，这一次啊，主耶稣啊，反客为主，主动出击了。
And so he went on the offensive.
哦，把这个枯干了一只手的人领到会众当中。
And he brought this person with a withered hand before the crowd.
哦，质问这些法利赛人呢、啊？
And he questioned the Pharisees.
哦，你们说哦，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪一样是可以做的
？Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?
哎，结果啊，大家都不作声了。
But they kept silent.
哦，想必也是很难回答了哦。
Because it's a hard question to answer.
哦，那耶稣对于他们心里的刚硬，很生气。
And the Lord looked at him with anger.
哦，所以啊，啊，主耶稣就哦，径自的把那个枯干了一只手的人哦，把他医好了。
He was grieved by the hardness of their hearts, and then he healed this person with their hand.
哎，在这边呢、啊，我们很难去想象哦，这个法利赛人呢、啊，哦，他们难道真的都是一群麻木不仁？哦哦，这个无悔无目屎哦。无情无义不理人死活的没有良心之辈。
It's really hard for us to imagine this group of Pharisees who seem to be devoid of all human emotions and goodness and decency when they see the plight of the poor and needy.
应该还不至于这样吧。
They should not be this type of people.
哦，或许呀，他们执着于律法的规定。
Perhaps they are very adamant in keeping the laws and the regulations.
哦，他们呢，想哦啊，期望能够在任何的细节上都不放过啊，啊，能够尽量遵守。
And it's their desire to keep every little detail of the laws and regulations.
哦，但未必啊，真的想要把啊律法哦的这个要求啊。推到完全不近于人情的地步吧。
May not necessarily be that it was their intention to push the keeping of the laws and regulation to an extent where they will crush all human emotions.
哦，他们也不应该对人实际的需要完全无动于衷。
Nor would they be completely ignorant of people's needs.
哦，宁可让人饿死。宁可让人病死，哦，也不通融在安息日给予需要的帮助。
Or would they choose to let people starve to death or die of sicknesses, rather than offending against the Sabbath laws?
我想法利赛人再怎么坏，应该还不至于这么坏吧。
I feel that no matter how evil the Pharisees are, they should not be this low.
哦。所以像刚刚所提到这两件安息日做的事情，这都是小事。
So when we spoke of the two occasions on the violation on the Sabbath, they were trivial events.
根本不应该成为耶稣跟法利赛人，哦，对安息日的神学之争啊。
They should not be an issue where Lord Jesus and the Pharisees will become like a central debate on theological issues.
哦。法利赛人之所以要鸡蛋里挑骨头
，The reason why the Pharisees were being so picky，
纯粹的在于他们对耶稣有先入为主的成见
，was because they have a preconceived notion against Christ。
哦，所以他们要千方百计的哦来找出耶稣的错误来。
So they try in any way possible to pick faults against Christ。
哦，所以才会有如此。荒谬可笑、无理取闹的事情发生。
And this is why we find the situations that they try to trap Christ against are very trivial and seem bordering on ridiculous.
哦，换句话说，哦，这些法利赛人老早对耶稣已经有错误的结论。
So in other words, these Pharisees had already passed a wrong judgment against Christ.
哦，那现在他们要做的。哦，只不过是找出支持他们这个结论的理由罢了。
So all they were trying to do is to seek out support evidences that will support their wrong twisted views.
哦，所以由于法利赛人咬定了耶稣是他们的对手
，and because the Pharisees assumed that Christ was their sworn enemy，
他们把自己跟主耶稣放在一个敌对的位置上面。
So they place themselves on a position that is totally contrary to Christ.
哦，敌进我退，哦，敌退我就进。
And so they're constantly on the engaging in a battle situation.
哦，凡是敌人反对的，我就要哦拥护，就要支持。
So whatever the enemy is against, I will support, and vice versa.
哦，凡是啊敌人啊敌人所支持的，哎，我就一定要反对到底。
Whatever my enemy supports, I will go against it completely.
哦，所以无论主耶稣他说什么、做什么，哦，法利赛人呢、啊，首先呢、啊、就认定那是错误的。
So whatever Lord Jesus says or do, the Pharisees will first prejudge that everything is wrong.
哦，是不可以接受、不可以认同，一定要坚持反对到底的。
And cannot be accepted.Cannot be condoned and something that we have to fight against completely.
哦，那就是这样的一个态度。
And out of this attitude,
哦，让这些法利赛人呢陷入到非常被动的处境当中。
These Pharisees came into a very offensive position.
哦，所以每当主耶稣所做的越是符合人情，越是符合常理的时候哦，那这些反对的法利赛人呢、啊？哦，他们的立场哦，就会越哦越显得荒谬，越显得无理。
So what Lord Jesus does and say, if it is humane and showing mercy, the Pharisees will go against them, and this made them look really bad and bordering on ridiculous.
哦, 所以法利赛人啊, 成为一群, 哦, 为反对而反对的人。
And they became a group of people who go against Christ for the sake of going against him.
哦, 他们在耶稣基督的面前, 哦, 在圣经作者的笔下, 没有性格, 没有原则, 甚至也没有信仰。
And under the description of the Bible, they became a group of people who were senseless, without reason, and without faith.
哦, 就好像我们在看电影的时候啊, 啊, 总是会有一些坏人哦, 来衬托正派的角色。
And just like when we watch a movie, you would always see protagonists as well as the antagonists, the people who goes against the hero in order to make the hero look even better.
哦, 没有什么, 哦, 这个需要了, 哦。 没有什么理由啊,
and for no reason whatsoever.
哦, 嫉妒, 愤怒, 扭曲, 啊, 哦, 在这些人的这个, 哦, 在, 在这些面孔啊, 里面啊, 哦, 也会常常把人逼到一个, 哦, 一个, 啊, 违反人情, 违反常理的地步啊。
Jealousy, anger, and will become the reason why it will cause the other party to will cause people to stoop down to a stage where they lose all their human reasonings.
这个就是主耶稣那个时代, 哦, 反对耶稣这些法利赛人, 他们的写照。
And this is the portrayal of the Pharisees during Jesus' time.
对比法利赛人跟我们一开始所谈到的这个罗伯安王。
Let's compare the Pharisees with King Rehoboam.
我们不难了解罗伯安王的难言之隐。
So it's not hard for us to sympathize where he was coming from.
因为他就如同耶稣那个时代的法利赛人一样。
For he was very much like the Pharisees during Lord Jesus' time.
成为为反对而反对的角色。
He became a character that opposes for the mere reason of opposing.
哦, 尤其啊, 当对方越是符合人情, 越是符合常理的时候,
and especially when your enemy is more sensible, more reasonable,
哦, 那自己就会更加显示出愚蠢, 哦, 啊, 跟这个蛮横,
then we will reveal ourselves to be more senseless, more foolish, and a loss of rationale.
哦, 所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
哦, 在我们的生活, 在我们的信仰里头,
during our livelihood and our faith,
也许啊, 都有这个罗伯安王, 哦, 法利赛人的影子在里面。
This is a shadow of the King Rehoboam and the Pharisees that we could repeat.
哦, 在我们的心目中, 我们, 啊, 也有一些, 哦, 跟我们放在完全对立位置上的这些人物啊。
In our life, there are people that we place or we consider them to be opposite to us.
哦, 让我们老是随着他们的鼓声节奏在跳舞，在运动。
So it would seem like we are dancing to their moves.
哦, 让我们成为没有原则, 哦, 失去理性的人。
So we become a person without any kind of sensibility or reason of reasoning.
哦, 所以我们真的要求主耶稣啊, 让我们能够看清楚啊。
We need to ask Christ to give us understanding.
哦, 让我们能够做出 合神心意的选择来,
so that we can make decision that is in accordance to God's will.
啊, 能够超越我们心中那个罗伯安王、那个法利赛人的盲点跟缺陷,
so that we can elevate ourselves, rise above the blindness and unreasonableness of Rehoboam and the Pharisees.
我们最后来看一个经文。
Let's turn to a scripture.
我们来看腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章，好，第一节到第五节。
Philippians 2, verse 1 to verse 5.
二章一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。第二节，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念。 使我的喜乐可以满足三节。
Three.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。四节。
Four.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。五节。
Five.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。以耶稣基督的心为心。
To let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
我们才能够拥有耶稣基督的看见，成为我们的看见。
When we are like-minded as Christ Jesus, then we can see the same perspective as Christ.
那在我们处理生活上、信仰上的争端、对立的时候。
So whenever there is an opposition, a crisis in faith, religions,
我们才不会变成一个被动的坏角色。
We will not cast ourselves to be the evil villain.
我们早上就跟弟兄姐妹一起学习分享到这里。
So this concludes this morning's sharing.
我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing him.
452首。
452.
我们现在要来祷告。那也许我们在座有些亲戚朋友是第一次来。
We are going to pray now, and some of you present here, this may be your first service.
那我们真耶稣教会是圣灵所建立的教会。
True Jesus Church is a church established by Holy Spirit.
所以在祷告的时候我们除了有用我们听得懂的话的悟性祷告之外还有一种就是用圣灵来祷告。
Besides praying with understanding language, the other way to pray is through Holy Spirit. Speaking of tongues.
就是已经得着主耶稣所说应许圣灵的人他们在祷告的时候会说出这个听不懂的话来。
Which means the people who have already received the Holy Spirit from God will be able to speak a language that is not understandable.
如同圣经使徒行传的记载。
Just like recorded in the book of Acts.
说出了别国的话来。
Being able to speak in unknown languages.
但是在灵里头却是在诉说神奇妙的作为。
But in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is praying in the mysteries of God.
那我们现在就是要用圣灵来祷告。
Now we're going to pray in the Spirit.
我们一起跪下来。
Let's kneel down.
用我们虔诚的心灵来祈求祷告。
With a reverent heart, we plead to our Father.
那第一句奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We open by saying, In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
那接下来我们反复的称颂赞美神。说哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
And we repeat praising God by saying Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
那当这个应许的圣灵赏赐临到我们的时候。
When this promised Holy Spirit comes upon you.
那我们就会像圣经的记载，像已经得着圣灵的弟兄姐妹一样，身体就会这个震动起来，我们的舌头就会跳动卷动起来。
Then our body will shake and our tongue will roll by itself, just as is recorded in the Bible, as well as what you will see shown in the brothers and sisters.
但我们亲戚朋友尽管放心因为心中是喜乐的，并且意识是清醒的。
But rest your heart, because all the people who are praying are fully conscious and there's joy in their heart.
不会有什么倒在地上昏迷不省人事这种事情。
There's nothing like falling down on the ground and become unconscious, nothing of the sort.
那我们把我们想要祷告祈求的事情放在心里头。
So during the prayer, we just use our mind to explain to God what we are in need of.
虽然我们说的是哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
Even though we are saying in our mouth, Hallelujah, praise Jesus.
但是神检查人的心都知道我们的需要。
But God sees into our heart and knows of our needs.
他要照他的旨意依照他的时候来帮助来成就。
And according to his will and his time, he will fulfill our needs.
那我们在祷告结束的时候我们就说阿们。
And we conclude by saying Amen.
那阿们的意思跟这个哈利路亚它都是希伯来话哈利路亚是赞美神那阿们的意思就是诚诚实实
Both Hallelujah and Amen are both Hebrew words Hallelujah means to praise God whereas Amen means I agree to everything that I had just prayed
那如果我们要求体验也好求圣灵或者叫接受传道人的按手帮助祷告 我们可以借着这个时候到前面来。
So if you'd like to seek out the spiritual experience or receive the laying of hands, please feel free to come forward.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
And let's all kneel down and pray together.